Arador was the grandfather of the king. His son, Arathorn, sought in marriage Gilrain the Fair, daughter of Dirhael, who was himself a descendant of Arnath. To this marriage Dirhael was opposed, for Gilrain was young, and had not reached the age at which the women of the Dúnedain were accustomed to marry. "Moreover," he said, "Arathorn is a stern man of full age, and will be chieftain sooner than men looked for, yet my heart forebodes that he will be short-lived." But Ivorwen, his wife, who was also foresighted, answered, "The more need of haste. The days are darkening before the storm, and great things are to come. If these two wed now, hope may be born for our people, but if they delay, it will not come while this age lasts." And it happened that when Arathorn and Gilrain had been married only 1 year, Arador was taken by hill trolls in the cold fells north of Rivendell and was slain. And Arathorn became chieftain of the Dúnedain. The next year Gilrain bore him a son, and he was called Aragorn. But Aragorn was only 2 years old when Arathorn went riding against the orcs with the sons of Elrond, and he was slain by an orc arrow that pierced his eye, and so he proved indeed short-lived for one of his race, being but 60 years old when he fell. Then Aragorn, being now the heir of Isildur, was taken with his mother to dwell in the house of Elrond, and Elrond took the place of his father, and came to love him as a son of his own. But he was called Estel, that is, Hope, and his true name and lineage were kept secret at the bidding of Elrond, for the wise then knew that the enemy was seeking to discover the heir of Isildur, if any remained upon earth. But when Estel was only 20 years of age, it chanced that he returned to Rivendell after great deeds in the company of the sons of Elrond. And Elrond looked at him and was pleased, for he saw that he was fair and noble, and was early come to manhood, though he would yet become greater in body and in mind. That day, therefore, Elrond called him by his true name, and told him who he was and whose son, and he delivered to him the heirlooms of his house. "Here is the ring of Barahir," he said, "the token of our kinship from afar, and here also are the shards of Narsil. With these you may yet do great deeds, for I foretell that the span of your life shall be greater than the measure of men, unless evil befalls you, or you fail at the test. But the test will be hard and long. The scepter of Annúminas I withhold, for you have yet to earn it."